WHYY is proudly supported by Penn Medicine. From groundbreaking discoveries to life-saving care, Penn Medicine's innovation is helping to change lives, one moment, one treatment, one patient at a time.
At the age of 25, Ani DeFranco has already released 8 albums, all on her own label, Righteous Babe Records. This singer-songwriter, based in Buffalo, New York, has developed a fervent cult following for her high-powered folk rock, and her new release, called Dilate, is already bringing her more visibility. Rock critic Ken Tucker has a review.
Sleepwalking through the all-night drugstore, baptized in fluorescent light. Found religion in the greeting card aisle. Now I know Hallmark was right. And every pop song on the radio is suddenly speaking to me. Yeah, art may imitate life, but life imitates TV.
For anyone new to the sound of Ani DeFranco, it's tempting to hear her yelping intensity and breathless confessional lyrics as a timely ripoff of the multi-million-selling Alanis Morissette. But DeFranco was peddling articulate female rage long before Morissette. She sold over 250,000 copies of her albums. That's peanuts compared to Morissette's millions, but DeFranco has done it virtually all on her own. She started Righteous Babe Records in her Buffalo basement, and it's turned into such a profitable independent label that DeFranco, a bristling capitalist with feminist integrity, has felt free enough to turn down offers from major record companies. She's even written a self-congratulatory song about her situation called Napoleon.
They told you your music could reach millions, but the choice was up to you. And you told me they always pay for lunch. They believe in what I do. And I wonder, will you miss your old friends once you've proven what you're worth? Yeah, I wonder when you're a big star, will you miss the earth?
DeFranco's is such an admirable success story, it makes me wish all the more that her music was better. For the most part, she's all attitude without much content, strumming her acoustic guitar with great vehemence and delivering her clichés with immense sincerity. But DeFranco's observations are trite, to say the least. In the song that opened this review, Superhero, she tells us, "Life imitates TV," as if she just stumbled upon a conspiracy theory worthy of the X-Files. And on the title song of this collection, she informs her listeners that, quote, "Life used to be lifelike, now it's more like showbiz." You get the feeling old Ani just got around to looking at a few episodes of the old Jack Benny show and they blew her mind.
Life used to be lifelike. Now it's more like showbiz. I wake up in the night and I don't know where the bathroom is. And I don't know what town I'm in. What sky I'm under. And I wake up in the darkness. I don't have the will anymore to wonder. And everyone has a skeleton. Closet to keep it in. You're mine. Every song has a you. A you that the singer sings to. And you're at this time. Baby, you're at this time. When I need to wipe my face, I use the back of my hand. I like to take up space just because I can. And I use my dress to wipe up my drink. You know, I care less and less what people think. And you are so lame, you know. You always disappoint me. It's kind of like a running joke. It's really not funny. And I just want you to live up to the image of you I create. I see you when I'm so unsatisfied. I see you when I die alone.
Ani DeFranco is the sort of self-righteous babe whose essentially acoustic earnestness convinces sympathetic listeners that she's imparting both truth and intimacy. but I like both of these qualities decked out with either a lot more artfulness or a lot less. Sure, I'm glad DeFranco is a defiant, independent little cuss. The New York Times recently compared her marathon shows with those of Bruce Springsteen and Bob Dylan. But as I dilate upon dilate, all I hear is the new Billy Joel.
Ken Tucker is critic at large for Entertainment Weekly. He reviewed Dilate, the new release from Ani DeFranco.